This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough. Let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Number two underway, and Kevin McCullough, thrilled to have you, coming to you from the greatest city on earth, New York, and on a weekend that's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of a big deal in history. If you know anything about a thing called the Reformation, they always celebrate that this week. Of course, you got the Halloween holiday just around the corner. I'm still trying to figure out how to convince my kids that Halloween is not a holiday. Like, this is not, you don't get a day off. Yes, if you go trick-or-treat, you put the costumes on, whatever, but we don't even, in our house, we don't even celebrate the thing. And somehow my kids are like, hey, this is the greatest holiday ever. No, it's not a holiday. Stop it. But what are you going to do when your 7, 5, and 3-year-old are, trying to lay claim to the household? We'll go from there. Anyway, it's Saturday night, and that means it's time to open up the Ladies' Lounge, where we love to shine the spotlight on the brilliant women in media, and we look forward to this. It's one of the most popular segments of the week, and it's because, not of yours truly, it's because of the great women and the great things they have to say that are willing to sit down with us on Saturdays. And it's time to welcome back to the lounge Bree Payton. Lady Bree, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's one of those things where I think before I'm done on this earth, I'll have had every contributor and writer at the Federalist at some point in time appear in the Ladies' Lounge. But we're back-to-back weeks with you and Kelsey in 2 weeks at a time, and I'm pretty pumped about it. I think it's kind of cool.
Yay! Glad you get to have my friend over on your show. She's always a pleasure to talk to.
Yeah. And you guys kind of co-produced that Problematic Women thing. She started to talk about it briefly last week. We didn't have a chance to get into it, but what a great concept of highlighting the most politically incorrect woman that's doing the best stuff possible every week. So make sure you check that out if you're over at thefederalist.com. Bree, what do you like about your job?
I like that every day is something different and something new. Growing up, I always wanted to be a lot of different things. You know, like whenever you're a kid, people are always asking you what you want to do when I grow up, and I would always say that I wanted a different job every day of the week. Like I would say, oh, I want to be, a garbage man on Tuesday, and then a dentist on Wednesday, and then I'll just be an astronaut for a couple weeks out of the month, because why not? So, I think having a job that kind of lets you do that a little bit, if not live vicariously through other people's experiences.
Right.
I think that that's definitely my favorite part of my job.
Well, I didn't give you a proper introduction. If you're not familiar with Bree, you see her often on the Fox News Channel, particularly in the Neil Cavuto hours, I think, is where I see her most often. But she appears on lots of other shows as well. But she is, for her day job, a staff writer for TheFederalist.com. And we love The Federalist around these parts because they are doing on the Internet side a little bit of what I'm trying to do here. And that is really highlight some voices that need to be heard and amplifying them in ways that they're not being amplified elsewhere. And Bree is one of the most important voices there because she does a lot of the day-to-day sort of news reporting for The Federalist. A lot of your pieces aren't necessarily opinion pieces, though you do some of those, but you do give some of like the breaking news updates for the site. So I can see how you have a little bit of everything at your discretion there, which is kind of fun. So let me ask you this. What's it like for someone that is surrounded with the world capital, which is Washington, D.C., and kind of because you're young-ish, I don't know if I would I don't know that I would even take a stab at how old you are, but I know that you're significantly younger than me, And being in kind of the middle of everything that's going on, with your basic job is being to scribe about whatever you want to scribe about that's going on that day. How does that, I mean, does it get any better than that? Why would you want to do anything else with your life once you've had a taste of this?
Yeah, that's a great question. I certainly, you know, think about that from time to time in the sense that, oh, you know, what else is there, I guess, right?
Well, and you do a little bit of everything. Do you like TV as much as writing? Do you like radio? And I know you're kind of, because the Federalist has kind of a podcast that goes out each week, and you're doing the TV thing with Kelsey, but you're also on Fox a lot. I mean, you've got a lot of opportunity all around. What do you enjoy most in the media sphere?
I think each different medium has its own thing that is fun and unique to it, right? Like, I think that radio is such a unique form in that the way you're able to have conversations with people on the radio really mirrors the way that you would have a conversation with someone over the phone. And getting to listen in and do that is really nice. You mentioned the Federalist Radio Hour. We're able to have it's a daily podcast, actually. Your listeners
are
not already subscribed. They should go over to iTunes and subscribe to the Federalist Radio Hour. And it's an hour-long show, and each day is a different guest. And the point of that show is to have, you know, a long conversation with someone about a range of topics or one topic. So I got to interview a 93-year-old World War II veteran the other day who flew the last mission in World War II. And while he was in the air, and then when he landed, they told him, oh, the Emperor surrendered, you know, a couple of hours ago while you're in the air. And during that flight, he lost one of his best friends who was his wingman and flying alongside of him. So that was just a really interesting conversation with such a unique person with an incredible perspective on a very important moment in history. So that was really cool to get to talk to him and know a little bit more about his story and his life.
Yeah. I think I get asked the same question sometimes, and I have to say that I think radio is far and away my favorite, just from this standpoint. The engagement of the imagination in the mind of the listener is so much more powerful than anything you can put on a TV screen. And I don't have anything against TV, like doing TV, but the idea that you can have such greater influence with the spoken word to me is very, it's just a lot of fun. And I think it's something that I'll always do no matter what else, you know, writing. I've done the book thing, the weekly column thing, you know, that there's a certain love-hate thing with all of that. TV is pretty vain. You just get to put on nice clothes, and then someone makes you look really good, and you know, you go out and sit down, and you get your, and everybody sees you, which is kind of the fun part of that. But with radio, you really kind of develop that like companionship, that friendship, that you know, you become a voice that people kind of trust and depend on. And I don't know, it's one of those things that I just think I'll always be a sucker for it. It was how I got introduced to media when I was a kid, and I don't think I'll ever be able to give it up.
You know, my boss the other day, Ben Dominich, he interviewed Dan Jones in an episode of our radio show. I think it was last Friday. And Dan Jones, who, as you know, is a CNN commentator, they had a really thoughtful and lengthy discussion between two people who could not have opinions that are more different from one another.
Right.
So it was interesting to hear those two individuals talk to one another without them screaming. You know, it was like a very thoughtful, long conversation. And Van Jones said something that was interesting, and I'm going to kind of mess up the phrasing of this, because this isn't verbatim. But he said something along the lines of, you know, radio is where the thoughts are, is where thoughts and ideas are hashed out and where the conversation is going. TV is just all about power. And I think that that's a pretty good description. I mean, I don't know that conversations and the news and information is really driven by TV as much as TV just kind of is the caboose on the train car that happens to be the loudest. Right, and the
no,
one
I think
that,
you're
for
right.
whatever reason, gets the most attention.
No, it does. Well, and let's face it, and Fox kind of highlighted this when it was brought about, but it began to emphasize things that were far less important. So what a person looked like, you know, how revved up their hair and outfit and everything else could be for the camera, you know, because you're trying to catch the eyeballs of the people that are, you know, clicking with the remote control. And in radio, you don't have to compete with any of that. That's why I really, really love doing what I do, because there is none of that superficialness that is necessary. It's just all getting down to, you know, the brass tacks on things. So it's, I don't know, I love it. I think the TV can be superficial. I'll still do it every time they call me because it's good for the career.
Because it's about power, right? So you're just like, well, I'm going to do this, you know, put in a little bit of the currency in my bank. But, I mean, I don't know. It has its pluses and its minuses, I will say. And it's fun, so why not?
Well, part of why we do the Ladies Lounge on the Radio Night Live broadcast is because we like to get a little behind the scenes with the girls that come in, the ladies that come in. And when we continue, we're going to ask you, we'll go in some areas that we haven't gone in with people in a while. I want to talk to you about your faith. I know that's important to you. We've got some other things to chat about as well. Bree Payton in the Ladies Lounge with Kevin McCullough on Radio Night Live from New York.
Hey, it's Kevin McCullough. You've heard me for weeks telling you that I'm getting better sleep than I've ever gotten before. Because of MyPillow. MyPillow was just awarded the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. MyPillow is the world's most comfortable pillow because their patented interlocking fill conforms to my unique shape, resulting in the most restful sleep I've ever had in my life. And MyPillow stays cool throughout the night. They guarantee it for 10 full years not to go flat. In addition, you can just throw it in the washer dryer and keep it nice and fresh for years to come. And now a better reason for you to try MyPillow. 50% off of all products at MyPillow.com. That includes all sizes of pillows, the fabulous bed topper that revolutionized my lovely bride's sleep, and everything else, 50% off. And if you can't check them out online, then give them a call. The number is 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. And most important of all, use the promo code KMC. Promo code KMC when you call.
I had another dream last night about a poor wise man who changes the city.
When you feel alone.
We don't share the same life. We don't share anything.
You can leave. You choose.
And discover a life-changing friendship.
We have talked to him. From my dream.
On October 20th, a simple act of kindness can change everything.
Amazing how far a little 10-11 chair can go.
Find love.
Our lives together will never be as beautiful.
Find hope.
I worried I was so different from other people, but what I found out was everybody's different. Same kind of different as me.
Based on the incredible true story and best-selling book, Same Kind of Different as Me, starring Academy Award nominee Greg Kinnear and Academy Award winner Renee Zellweger. Be in theaters October 20th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. For tickets and showtimes, go to samekindofdifferentasmemovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every Christmas, I look to try to do something that will change the world and get my listeners to help me with the process. I'm hoping you'll join us this year. We are seeking to liberate 48 human trafficked slaves in the region of northern Sudan. Christian Solidarity International is already at work negotiating their release. And in order to finish the process, the slave trader is expecting a trade for a vaccine that will help keep his cattle healthy. It's called Novidium. Christian Solidarity International can supply it, and in exchange, a slave will go free. Would you help us liberate these 48 human trafficked individuals? 888-342-1010 is where you can get the details. It costs $255 total to both liberate the slave and relocate them to their homeland in South Sudan. 888-342-1010. Call right now and help these brothers and sisters gain freedom for their Christmas this year. 888-342-1010. That's 888-342-1010.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really has made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product. Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
What a little moonlight can do.
Always glad to welcome you in to Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and glad to be able to come to you every weekend on great networks like Biz Television, Salem Media Group, GCN Live. We have some Fox News radio stations. We've got some ABC News radio stations. We've got Biz Talk Radio that carries us on their family of stations. And we are also on Facebook Live tonight. We've even started a YouTube channel that you're going to be able to get programming from at some point. So all of that is how you can reach us. My Facebook page is facebook.com/KMC01. You can also follow me on Twitter. And you get all of my social media. You get the pin tweet and the face thing and the Insta whatever. Insta-interest. Is that it? You get them all. The Insta-chat. No, the snap tweet. That's what it is. Anyway, you get them all at thebingethinker.com. You can join all the social media at that page. Bree Payton is my guest. And, Bree, in the recent weeks, we have seen a continual kind of downward spiral of men who have problems harassing women. And you're kind of in the throes of this. You're a very attractive young 25-year-old that works in the media and is around a lot of powerful men in the Washington, D.C. area, but you're also from Southern California, so you've seen kind of both ends of this. What have been your thoughts? We haven't talked about it, and we normally would because it's such a big topic, but between Weinstein and Halperin and all the others that have been now named, I think in one of the cases there's like 100 people that are now on the record. That may be the Weinstein case, actually, but curious as to your thoughts.
Sure. You know, for my own seeing from my personal experience, I've been lucky enough to never really have been, I don't have a Me Too story, right? I haven't been in a situation where, I was maybe pressured or, talked to a certain way that a number of other women certainly have. So, you know, I consider myself very fortunate in that regard. But however, you know, I have been in a number of situations where people have been inappropriate to me, right? And they have done so kind of with the assumption that, you know, they could get away with it. So, you know, I definitely have faced my fair share of, you know, sexism or somewhat inappropriate behavior. But, you know, fortunately, I was never pressured into doing something or saying or anything that I didn't want to do. I've had great bosses have been very respectful towards me, so I consider myself very fortunate. But, you know, I think kind of zooming out in all of this, I think I've realized more than anything that for me personally, you know, looking at all of this, I've realized that none of this is worth it. Does that make sense? Like, it's not worth having to do something or be in an inappropriate or compromising situation or in a situation where you feel uncomfortable to advance your career.
Yeah.
And I think that, or even, you know, just being quiet about it and not speaking out. And I think a lot of times what happens is that women who are in positions who feel like they can't speak out don't. Right. And the men over them kind of know that and will take advantage of it. So just, you know, for me personally, and we've been talking about just a few minutes, we talked about, you know, doing I've been doing a lot more TV and radio and different things lately. You know, so I just had to approach all of that with the attitude that, you know what, like getting to do these extra things is fun, but I don't ever want to, I always want to have a regular job where I'm writing or doing something, that seems to be less exploitative in nature, if that makes sense, right?
Nope, so, totally
you know,
does.
My day job, you know, I write for the Federalist, what I get to do. I haven't really had to deal with any issues from my bosses or anything like that. So, you know, I'm doing that, and then I get to do other things on the side. But I just always want to be in a position where, you know, I feel comfortable in my day job, and if I get to do extra things, that's great. But I don't ever want to be in a position where I feel like, oh, I have to be quiet about something, or I have to just tolerate
right.
something.
I was pretty stunned when I was reading the Entertainment Weekly recount of Weinstein's exploits in particular, and how there was more than one woman that not only knew what he was like, some of them had even had interactions with him, but went back to him a second time for another job opportunity or something like that, and you're like, yeah, I'm with you on this. It's not worth it. Like, you've got to, when you wake up in the morning, you've got to look at yourself in the mirror and say, can I live with that person? And if you can't, that to me is a really miserable existence. And I don't think that we should be giving power to others to make us doubt that person in that way. So it's kind of interesting. Okay, completely different change of topic. And if you're uncomfortable talking about it, that's fine too. But sometimes I like to ask, we've never discussed it. Are you a person of faith? And if so, what does it mean to you?
Yeah, of course I am. So I'm a Christian, and I grew up, you know, going to church and Sunday school every week. My mom was a bit more of the charismatic persuasion, and my dad is Reformed, very much so Reformed. So, you know, I grew up reading R.C. Sproul and the like, and very Reformed thinker. I grew up reading Table Talk magazine and all of those things. But then also I kind of grew up with the influence of my mom and my grandparents. My grandparents, they pray in tongues frequently. So, you know, I think kind of those two things was an interesting experience. And I think it taught me, you know, that God is really big. And my grandma, she runs several organizations overseas in India, and my parents also help out with a nonprofit school for deaf girls that I got the opportunity to visit when I was 11. And, you know, I think hearing their stories about just different miraculous things that happened, right? Like, they would pray for someone, you know, like a crippled boy, and he would just be immediately healed and would straighten up and be able to walk again. Or, like, one time my mom prayed for a woman in Brazil and laid hands on her, and she was, like, this really old, crippled lady, and my mom's hand, like, got really hot, and her back just, like, straightened out. And she was, like, immediately healed. I mean, another time, my dad my dad is Argentine, and he speaks Spanish fluently. So he was on a mission trip to Mexico and was the translator for a couple other people. And, you know, they were in the middle of kind of, like, a group prayer. And then all of a sudden, one of his American companions who couldn't speak Spanish just started praying in, like, perfect Spanish.
Oh, wow.
So I think growing up, hearing those stories, and I mean, I don't normally talk about this, but my family.
Bree, hold that thought. We'll come right back. There's much more straight ahead in the Ladies Lounge tonight. Bree Payton, one of the favorites at Fox News, one of the favorites at Kevin McCullough Radio during the week. And she's with us on Radio Night Live tonight in the Ladies Lounge, and getting kind of behind the scenes with Bree, what her life has been like. Etc. We've got some news to talk about with her as well, and I hope that you will stay with us. Brought to you in part tonight by Balance of Nature. Get 31 servings of fruits and veggies in 6 little capsules every day and change your health for the good. Do that at 800-246-8751, promo code KMC. Coming right back live from New York. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every Christmas, I look to try to do something that will change the world and get my listeners to help me with the process. I'm hoping you'll join us this year. We are seeking to liberate 48 human trafficked slaves in the region of northern Sudan. Christian Solidarity International is already at work negotiating their release. And in order to finish the process, the slave trader is expecting a trade for a vaccine that will help keep his cattle healthy. It's called Novidium.
Christian Solidarity International can supply it, and in exchange, a slave will go free. Would you help us liberate these 48 human trafficked individuals? 888-342-1010 is where you can get the details. It costs $255 total to both liberate the slave and relocate them to their homeland in South Sudan. 888-342-1010. Call right now and help these brothers and sisters gain freedom for their Christmas this year. 888-342-1010. That's 888-342-1010. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did your portfolio move up 22% year to date? If not, listen to what I'm about to say. Are you, like me, concerned about the $19 trillion debt? How about a looming stock market correction? Are banks in trouble? Will we see another 2008 crisis again, but this time also a seizure of your wealth, according to the Dodd-Frank Act? Many economists and billionaires are greatly concerned, and you should be too. Why are central banks buying up more gold than any other time in history? Why has gold and silver been the top-performing asset class this year? And what is this telling us? Learn how to have physical gold and silver in your IRA, in your hands, with no tax liability. Get these answers and more from my friends at Landmark Capital. Landmark Capital specializes in tailor-made portfolios called Your Financial Blueprint. And to get yours today, call my dear friends at Landmark Capital and get the facts. Call 844-604-2575. Call 844-604-2575.
The basic tenet of Christianity.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
From director Kevin Sorbo.
What do you think it does to the boys to take the death of their brother and use it as part of your carnival act?
Pays the bills.
And executive producer Sean Hannity. Comes the most anticipated Christian movie of the year.
Clinically dead in the ambulance. 4 minutes. It's a miracle.
I saw Davey.
Now, all I wanted to do was put my arms around him. I don't want to do it.
You've gotten the best scientific explanation. It hasn't brought you any comfort.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayers. Sometimes we just don't understand the answers. I don't want to lose you.
For those in darkness.
He is your God, and he's holding out his hand to you. All you gotta do now is take it.
Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 27th. Find a theater at Let There Be Light Movie.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
I'm telling you right now, it's awesome. I was trying to get my blood pressure regulated, okay? And like after 3 days of taking this thing, my blood pressure went back down to normal. I am ecstatic. I am so happy with this stuff. It is my savior.
This was the first summer that I have not had to have a steroid shot to help me to breathe.
The reason why I'm taking it because I've got Hep C. Once I began taking your stuff, it took a few months. But believe it or not, my liver enzymes are way down and it's normal now. It works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Of all the boys... Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known. And I've
We're speaking with Bree Payton of The Federalist, and glad to have her with us on Radio Night Live. And friends, if you have not yet done it, I'm asking you to jump on board with our fourth quarter campaign. We're trying to liberate the slaves of the Sudan. These are women and children primarily that have been in the north. They are Christian, as we just heard Bree talking about a little while ago, that have been owned by Islamist slave owners. But through Christian Solidarity International, a group I've been working with for a number of years, we have the opportunity to help set them free. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, $250 will set free one slave. Through a underground railroad of system, if you will, that helps those women and children get released. And we're trying to do 48 of those for Christmas this year. So please consider 888-342-1010. Bree, real quickly, you write about the current events, of course. The hot story this week is the dossier and the connection that this this informant that we're going to find out more about as they continue to go forward, has now been given the clearance to speak to the congressional investigative bodies. Talk to me about your thoughts on just kind of how groundbreaking this story is and what it kind of, I mean, it kind of defies almost anything we've seen in terms of, I think, real collusion and abuse at the executive level in a really long time. And that's ironic given the fact that everybody was talking about how corrupt and colluded Trump was with the Russians.
Yeah, I think you're completely right. I think that, you know, there certainly was Russian collusion or efforts from the Russian government to influence our election. However, it's been borne out time and time again that that wasn't they weren't stealing the election, right? They weren't hacking the election. They weren't doing things like that that ultimately changed the outcome. What they were doing was they were providing this individual, Christopher Steele, with information, opposition research that the Hillary Clinton campaign was running. And it does appear that they also purchased a number of ads or ad space on Facebook in order to pump out, you know, fake news. So I think it is clear that, you know, the Kremlin has their fingers in different aspects of the election and the campaign. But I think that, you know, we should be careful in how we talk about it, because I think the hysterical over-the-top reaction that we have been seeing from the media when they thought that the Russians were helping Trump, I think that that really just ends up aiding and abetting the Kremlin and making them seem like more powerful and, you know, more capable when they really are. When it appears that through these two things that we know that they did, I mean, they're just trolling us and messing around, and it was kind of not that big of a deal in both cases.
Well, and they're continuing to do that. I think the thing that bothers me most about these two things probably is the uranium portion, and really, truly, the idea that you know, she was able to pretty deftly gain millions of dollars for the foundation. Of course, Bill got a $500,000 speech out of the thing. But to basically hand over 20% of our uranium stores to the Russians, and to get it rubber stamped so easily. I mean, it just left our possession, based on, this, you know, arrangement that they had. And I think that, like the IRS issue, like a number of other abuses that we saw during the Obama years, I really do think that we needed someone like Trump to come along, and even though he's not really trying to do this in intentionally on his own, but the facts of the matter and the way the committees are set up and the way the Justice Department is aligned and so forth, we're pulling back layers and layers and layers of abuse from the executive branch for the last 8 years that we've really, I really do think on a historical level, it's kind of unparalleled.
Yeah, I think you're completely right. I think that it is shocking the extent to which Hillary Clinton is totally just fine selling out American interests to benefit her own pocketbook and her own, you know, foundation. I think, you know, the extent of this really has been quite shocking. I mean,
and I'm not letting Obama and Lynch off the hook on this either. It's not just Hillary. When the informant wanted to file the lawsuit, it was the Obama people. It was Camp Obama that really stopped him. Now, I'm sure they're doing it at the behest of Hillary, but you know what I'm saying here. Like, everybody's still focusing on Clinton's wrongdoing. Look, there was a lot of it that that stemmed from, you know, Lynch, Holder, and Obama.
Yeah, I think, yeah, you're definitely right that, you know, there does seem to be a larger cover-up concealing her actions because, you know, she's their guy, right? So they're just jumping on a grenade to do that. And while that's certainly wrong, I don't think that, I mean, we haven't seen anything from Obama like what Hillary Clinton did, right, in terms of just completely selling out American interests.
Bree, let's jump on that when we come back and follow up in just a couple of minutes. We've got extra time with Bree Payton tonight in the Ladies Lounge. Kevin McCullough, it's Radio Night Live. Do not go away. Hi, it's Kevin McCullough.
You've heard me for weeks telling you that I'm getting better sleep than I've ever gotten before because of My Pillow. My Pillow was just awarded the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. My Pillow is the world's most comfortable pillow because their patented interlocking fill conforms to my unique shape, resulting in the most restful sleep I've ever had in my life. And My Pillow stays cool throughout the night. They guarantee it for 10 full years not to go flat. In addition, you can just throw it in the washer dryer and keep it nice and fresh for years to come. And now a better reason for you to try MyPillow, 50% off of all products at MyPillow.com. That includes all sizes of pillows, a fabulous bed topper that revolutionized my lovely bride's sleep, and everything else, 50% off. And if you can't check them out online, then give them a call. The number is 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. And most important of all, use the promo code KMC. Promo code KMC when you call.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every Christmas, I look to try to do something that will change the world and get my listeners to help me with the process. I'm hoping you'll join us this year. We are seeking to liberate 48 human trafficked slaves in the region of northern Sudan. Christian Solidarity International is already at work negotiating their release. And in order to finish the process, the slave trader is expecting a trade for a vaccine that will help keep his cattle healthy. It's called Novidium. Christian Solidarity International can supply it, and in exchange, a slave will go free. Would you help us liberate these 48 human trafficked individuals? 888-342-1010 is where you can get the details. It costs $255 total to both liberate the slave and relocate them to their homeland in South Sudan. 888-342-1010. Call right now and help these brothers and sisters gain freedom for their Christmas this year. 888.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than a half a billion servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. 751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did your portfolio move up 22% year to date? If not, listen to what I'm about to say. Are you like me concerned about the $19 trillion debt? How about a looming stock market correction? Are banks in trouble? Will we see another 2008 crisis again, but this time also a seizure of your wealth according to the Dodd-Frank Act? Many economists and billionaires are greatly concerned, and you should be too. Why are central banks buying up more gold than any other time in history? Why has gold and silver been the top performing asset class this year? And what is this telling us? Learn how to have physical gold and silver in your IRA, in your hands, with no tax liability. Get these answers and more from my friends at Landmark Capital. Landmark Capital specializes in tailor-made portfolios called Your Financial Blueprint. And to get yours today, call my dear friends at Landmark Capital and get the facts. Call 844-604-2575. Call 844-604-2575. Radio Night Live being brought to you tonight by the good friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell, so excited to be able to re-offer you the buy one pillow, get one free offer. And when you call 1-800-506-2641 tonight, you can not only get that deal where buy one pillow, get one free, you can also get up to 50% off most of the rest of the things on the website by simply using my promo code KMC, Kevin McCullough. When you dial 1-800-506-2641, happens for the bed sheets, the pillow toppers, the bed toppers, the pillowcases, the pillows themselves, etc. 800-506-2641. Buy one pillow, get one free. Best offer that Mike ever had, and he's so excited about what MyPillow has done in people's lives. He's brought back that offer. You can get that starting tonight, 800-506-2641. Bree Payton is with us in extra hours in the Ladies Lounge. And, Bree, just as we were going to the break, I was asking you very specifically the comparison of Obama and Clinton, both of them kind of equally criminally corrupt. In the commercial break, you took a little bit of issue with me on that. I wanted you to have a chance to explain for yourself what you meant by that.
I mean, we haven't seen anything from Obama like what Hillary Clinton did, right, in terms of just completely selling out American interests for profit. I mean, he certainly, you know, maybe some of the different decisions that he made as commander-in-chief didn't benefit us so much. I mean, the Iran deal comes to mind, right? But, I mean, he didn't do that to make himself richer and to enrich himself.
The IRS scandal hit. They did go after people politically with the IRS. And I think that now that they've admitted that, you know, that definitely has to be considered. But you're right. Nothing nearly as harsh as what Hillary did.
Yeah, but I mean, even that, Obama was, the DOJ and the IRS were going after conservative groups because they have a messed up political ideology. Obama wasn't doing that to get money out of it.
Correct.
Right? I think there's a really big difference. Like, she's just a crook. She has no ideology. She's not doing this, you know, for this vision of a better America that she has in her head, which I think Obama truly was trying to do what she thought was best for America. And I think he's a confused person who's been listening to a lot of really terrible people his whole life, including, you know, convicted terrorists. But, you know, I think that there's a really big difference between someone who is earnestly trying to do what's best and someone who does not care about what's best for the American people, and her only interest is to make herself richer.
That's a very fair point, and I think it's one that I had overlooked, so I appreciate you defining the difference there. Hey, listen, we're almost out of time, and I want to give you a chance to kind of promote some of the stuff you're involved in. Obviously, I want people to read you at thefederalist.com, Bree Payton. That's P-A-Y-T-O-N, as she says on social media regularly. P-E-Y-T-O-N is for pansies. That's not the real Paytons. But you're also involved in the Problematic Woman TV, online TV podcast video thing. I don't even know how to refer to these things anymore.
Sure, but Facebook Live shows that are available on the Daily Signal, and we repost them each week over at the Federalist Facebook page as well.
And the concept behind that, real quickly for people that don't know, is what?
Sure. It's to highlight women who are being problematic in the minds of feminists. And it's to call out the hypocrisy of the feminist movement.
And some of the people that you have highlighted, well, you every week you pick one woman that you say is the problematic woman of the week.
Yes, yes. So it's been Sarah Huckabee Sanders. It's been Melania Trump. Last week was Moana, the Disney character, because now she's too problematic for people, apparently. So every week we talk about, you know, a woman who's problematic in the minds of feminists, and then we talk about just different things that feminists are doing that aren't really helping women, right? Because
right.
So often feminists are pushing a certain ideology, and they're not really about helping women. And I think the rise of intersectionality and their willingness to take up the transgender cause has made things worse for women on the whole.
No, I think you're right. In fact, all I see coming out of the trans cause that the feminists have adopted is that a lot of women are losing their starting spots on sports teams. that's the best it's achieved so far. Okay, and then you mentioned Moana. I just gotta make this observation. So I'm on Facebook yesterday. And one of my high school friends, in fact, I guess she was my prom date, my junior year. But she still lives in Texas and has her family. But she was posting and she said, "So if my daughter can't go as Elsa for Halloween because of white privilege, and she can't go as Moana because of cultural appropriation, what is she supposed to go as?" And I said, get a paper bag and cut two holes out where the eyes are. That's about all that's left. I felt bad because it's really true. I mean, that's how bad it is. You can't be what you are. You can't be what you're not. You can't pretend to be anything other than what society gives you permission to be. So I guess African-American girls can't go as Cinderella, and you can't have, white girls being Elsa, and they certainly can't be Moana. So it's quite the conundrum.
Yeah, there's just too many roles. You know, it's getting too hard. It's not practical anymore, and a lot of the rules, while I'm sure at one point were well-intentioned, now are just a confusing mess that don't seem to help anyone.
It just seems tiring even talking about it. I mean, that's
are you dressing up?
Exhausted is it? Me? No, not at all.
Are your kids? I'm going as Wonder Woman, in case you're wondering.
You know, I could see that. That would be a very, and I mean that in a very non-Harvey Weinstein kind of way. I think it would be a complimentary character for you to embody. Yeah, the boys are going to be Batman, although they wanted to be Lego Batman, and they both wanted to be Batman. So we have B1 and B2, but they don't know the film version, because they're 7 and 5. They haven't seen the film Batman. They only know the Lego Batman. So they're walking around all day long going, who's the best of them all? Batman. And it's really kind of cute, but until it, you know, goes on for hours, and then it's just annoying after that. Anyway, hey, Bree, it's been a great pleasure to have you back with us on Saturday night. Thank you for spending part of it with us, and we'll look to talk to you again soon.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Bree Payton, reader at The Federalist, and Kevin McCullough, honored to have her as well. And thank you. Now, we're going to take your calls. We've only got a couple of minutes left when we come back from this last break, but I know a couple of you want to weigh in. We'll do that before we're done, and it's all live from New York, as it always is on Radio Night Live. And don't forget, if you want to help us free a slave this Christmas, 888-342-1010. Coming right back, live from New York.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Tim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. You've heard me for weeks telling you that I'm getting better sleep than I've ever gotten before because of My Pillow. My Pillow was just awarded the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. My Pillow is the world's most comfortable pillow because their patented interlocking fill conforms to my unique shape, resulting in the most restful sleep I've ever had in my life. And My Pillow stays cool throughout the night. They guarantee it for 10 full years not to go flat. In addition, you can just throw it in the washer dryer and keep it nice and fresh for years to come. And now a better reason for you to try MyPillow, 50% off of all products at MyPillow.com. That includes all sizes of pillows, a fabulous bed topper that revolutionized my lovely bride's sleep, and everything else, 50% off. And if you can't check them out online, then give them a call. The number is 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. And most important of all, use the promo code KMC. Promo code KMC when you call.
I had another dream last night about a poor wise man who changes the city.
When you feel alone.
We don't share the same life. We don't share anything.
You can leave. You choose.
And discover a life-changing friendship.
We have talked to him. That's a man from that dream.
On October 20th, a simple act of kindness can change everything.
Amazing how far a little 10-11 care can go.
Find love.
Our lives together will never be as beautiful.
find help.
I worried I was so different from other people, but what I found out was everybody's different. Same kind of different as me.
Based on the incredible true story and best-selling book, Same Kind of Different as Me, starring Academy Award nominee Greg Kinnear and Academy Award winner Renee Zellweger. Be in theaters October 20th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. For tickets and showtimes, go to samekindofdifferentasmemovie.com.
Glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. I love that shot of Lower Manhattan. It's just, you know, that's my city. Anyway, if you're watching on Biz TV or on Facebook Live, you know what I'm talking about. If you're watching by way of radio, my friend, let me describe it to you. It is a calm, peaceful Hudson River with Lower Manhattan outlined in lights and just gorgeous on this night here in New York. All right, quickly, let's go to Des Moines, Iowa. Frank is standing by and very patient tonight to get his call on. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Kevin. With the release of the JFK file this week...
Or the non-release.
Yes. All the talk of the deep state, the swamp, the permanent bureaucracy...
Right. I knew what you said. Yeah.
Did it give you any pause, or do you have any thoughts on the idea that the CIA can stand up and basically tell the president what they're going to do?
Well, that's not how I understood it went down. I understand that they and the FBI both begged the president for some more time to review the remaining documents. But, you know, this has been the conundrum for them since this event happened, right? Like, if there's some bad action on their part, they feel very, very hesitant to want to expose that. And I don't necessarily blame them for that, but I think we, the American people, have the right to know. And I think it's beyond time to let us know what that was. By the way, I think it's high time we get to the bottom of what the FBI was doing last year with the Trump dossier and with the Uranium One deal as well. So if we're going to expose all the boogeymen and all of our intelligence agencies' bad behavior, let's go get it done. Yes, I'm with you, Frank. The swamp.
I wonder if what they're trying to conceal all along is that somehow Lee Harvey Oswald was in cahoots with the CIA. Would that be the ultimate embarrassment?
Probably. Or that LBJ or someone in the executive branch did have a connection to the planning, the plotting, and the executing of the plan. I mean, look, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out why they would want to hide some stuff because they did something wrong. But we have the right to know, and it's been long past time for us to find out. At least that's my opinion.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my take on it. Thank you. Have a great weekend. And, friends, I don't know what you're doing for the rest of the weekend, but I want to say a big thanks to my buddy Rob because by his graciousness, he's gifting a couple of opportunities for my wife and I to go see Hamilton tomorrow. So this will be the first time we've ever seen it. And I know it's been playing like 150 years, but... the tickets were still like $2,000 a piece if you went to go. So he somehow got an in. And anyway, that's going to be fun tomorrow. I hope you have a great Sunday. Hope you have a great weekend. It's Kevin McCullough. And if you want to join me live for my Monday through Friday show, check that out, TheBingeThinker.com. You can also subscribe to my podcast at SoundCloud.com, KMC Radio. SoundCloud.com/KMC Radio. Subscribe to all of them. You can get all of my daily radio shows, my brand new podcast called Uncontainable that, is also, pretty cool. And, of course, the Radio Night Live archives. It's all straight ahead. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.
So what's the good of scheming? I know I must be dreaming. And I don't stand the ghost of a chance with you. With you.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every Christmas, I look to try to do something that will change the world and get my listeners to help me with the process. I'm hoping you'll join us this year. We are seeking to liberate 48 human trafficked slaves in the region of northern Sudan. Christian Solidarity International is already at work negotiating their release. And in order to finish the process, the slave trader is expecting a trade for a vaccine that will help keep his cattle healthy. It's called Novidium. Christian Solidarity International can supply it, and in exchange, a slave will go free. Would you help us liberate these 48 human trafficked individuals? 888-342-1010 is where you can get the details. It costs $255 total to both liberate the slave and relocate them to their homeland in South Sudan. 888-342-1010.